that Jesus came to declare that the King of Kings is here. That his kingdom is coming, and it's coming in its fullness. And as men and women who claim the name of Christ, who bear his name, we are called to live in such a way as individuals and as a community that when the watching world looks at us, they see the reality and the power and the presence of the King of Kings. That in us they see the deep incarnate love of God for one another and for them. That through our joy, through our peace, through our hunger for righteousness and justice, through our faithfulness, God desires that people would be drawn to him through our community, through the reality of the King of Kings among us. Our people are looking for places where they can find a community that has real meat to it, that offers real hope, real power of change. They're searching for it. They're looking for it all over the internet. And I'm amazed at how many people, when they think they find that community on the internet, they suddenly will show up and they will tell everything to anyone on the internet. It's how desperate our people are for hope, for community. God desires his people to live out his kingdom that others might be drawn to him. And in coming and encountering our kingdom, when they ask, what is going on in your community? Why are you like this? We can say, we're like this because of Jesus. We're like this because of what he's doing. And when they say, well, how do I be a part of it? Then we can tell them, well, here's the good news. That yes, we're sinful. Yes, there's things we do that break God's heart. But Jesus came and he died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, that we can be forgiven of those, that we can become men and women who can become the people of God he wants us to be. That the cross speaks of the forgiveness of sins, not just so we can go to heaven, but so that we can be the people he's called us to be. That we can be the kind of community where people find life, they find hope, where over and over they discover brothers and sisters who will walk with them, who will love them, and who will point them to Jesus, who will open up God's word together and read the truths of God and call one another to live out those truths in their life. And it's a community where when people know they're loved and there's people with them and for them, that when they show them their ugliness and their sin, that we don't run from them, but we say, yeah, I got my ugliness too. But let me point you to the Jesus who brings forgiveness and healing and change and transformation. People are looking for change. They're looking for community. They're looking for real hope. The number of fads that people try to bring change, but it never happens. The change that they want, it can only be found in Jesus. Can only come as they see and encounter the living God who loves us and doesn't leave us as we are. That when we come to Christ, it's not just God, yes, forgive my sins, and now I can get on with my life as I was, knowing I'm going to go to heaven, but it's this freedom we now have to be the people that God has always wanted us to be. People who would live out the reality and the marks of the kingdom of God in our lives, that others would be attracted to it. That they might ask questions. Why is this possible? How is this possible? And that we'd point them to Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who is over all, above all, and in all, and through all. That Jesus changes everything. As we celebrate Christmas in the coming weeks, as we celebrate Jesus coming down and being born in a manger, we celebrate the coming of the Savior. We celebrate the coming of our Lord. We celebrate the coming of the King of Kings, whose kingdom is here and it's breaking in through his people. A kingdom of hope, a kingdom of peace, a kingdom of joy, a kingdom of righteousness, a kingdom of justice. A kingdom that our world is looking for but can't find it. May we be a community that lives this holy life, this uncommon life, who lives lives marked by the kingdom of God and its heart and its character, May we be a community that when people walk in and encounter us and how we relate to one another, that they would see something different. They would see the rule and reign of Jesus in our life. Not just on Sundays, but every single day. May they, through us, encounter the King of Kings who loves them. The King of Kings who created them. The King of Kings who died on a cross and rose again so that they might be forgiven and find their place in the kingdom of God. What are you celebrating this season? What are you longing for? What are you hoping for? What does it mean for Jesus to be the King of Kings? What does it mean that the kingdom of God is here and it's breaking in? As the worship team comes up, I want to invite you just to close your eyes. What are you longing for in this season? What are you hoping for? What seems out of reach? Or maybe you find yourself in this season asking God, how long? God, why me? Why now? Do you have the hope that the people of Israel did, that God would send someone? Someone who would come and restore what is right and what has been lost. Someone who is able to step in and change the way things are. But unlike Israel, who didn't yet know who the Messiah was, we today, we know who the Messiah was, and it's Jesus. Who came as our Savior. Who came as our Lord. But have you made him really the King of your whole life? Is your Jesus big enough, strong enough, mighty enough for your whole life? For the things that you're encountering now? Because the truth is, Jesus is more than enough. That he's King of Kings, he's the King of creation. He's the kingdom whose reign and rule and peace is increasing and will never end. It's the kingdom that Jesus invites us to be a part of, and we've given our lives to him. That he invites us to live out the rule and reign of Jesus in our lives and in our communities. That Jesus wants to use us to show the world who he is, his power, his love, his ability to change and transform even the most hopeless of hopelessness. That in Jesus there is always hope because he changes everything. May we in this season, as As we approach Advent and this season of expecting and celebrating the coming of Jesus, may we step into the truth and reality of who he is in our lives. That he is God, that he is Lord, that he is Savior, that he is King of Kings, that he is the God between the bookends of when we say yes to him and when we see him face to face. He is more than enough. That he sees us, that he knows us. That he is with us. What does it mean to you today for Jesus to be the King of Kings?